All right, so we've started something on the show called Q-munity, giving the spotlight to local events that are going on and local hometown heroes.
Yes.
And we have a local hometown hero, a little kid named Cormac, who is being treated at the American Family Children's Hospital. His parents, Carrie and Phil, are here joining us because Cormac is going above and beyond, and we are going to name him a hometown hero for what he's doing, turning his birthday celebration into something for others. Carrie, tell us what's happening with your son, Cormac.
So I'm Carrie. I'm Cormac's mom. And we decided Cormac's been in treatment for leukemia at the American Family Children's Hospital since last January. And he's doing well.
Good.
So throughout the first year of treatment, we had quite a few hospital stays. And I mean, number one, we were just so happy to be in a facility like the American Family Children's Hospital. Everybody there was terrific. You know, just taking a scary experience potentially and making it into something that he never hesitates in going in. Like, he loves to go and visit his friends. Wow. And everything. But one thing we kind of learned from the child life specialists and nurses there was that most toy drives take place right around the holiday season. They get, thankfully, a lot of toys that time of year. But by summertime, the toy box, so to speak, the resources that child life specialists have to pull from to give to kids who are at the hospital can get depleted. They don't have as many choices. And so we were actually hospitalized last summer, and, you know, we realized the shortage, and I said, when we're in a better place, I want to change this. Like, do our little bit to help make it better. So as part of Cormac's birthday celebration, we organized a toy drive, and we're attempting to refill the toy box at the that the child life specialists have at the hospital.
That is so cool.
That's great.
Yeah, so we all need to rally around. And for Cormac's birthday, how old is he going to be in July?
He'll be 7.
His 7th birthday. We gotta fill this toy box. Come on.
You know, when you're 7 years old, all you wanted was toys. But for a child to think like, hey, I want to give back, I want to take care of the other kids that are in this hospital with me, that is absolutely so special.
Mm-hmm. Phil, what does your son Cormac look like? Love playing with? What are some of his favorite toys?
Pokemon and Legos.
Yeah. Oh, that's my guy.
Yep.
That is great.
Man. And all these toys are going to fill the toy box at the American Family Children's Hospital. So we have babies, 2 teenagers to think about, right, guys?
Right. And I know in making, as some of you'll probably talk about this, but there's a registry that I made on Amazon. And then putting the items on the registry, I worked with a child life specialist, and we kind of identified their areas of biggest need.
Oh, perfect.
And so they actually have quite a few for kind of the maybe 3 to 7-year-olds.
Okay.
Their bigger needs are babies and kind of the preteens, teenagers, gift cards or things for that age group. So I made sure to include those items and kind of and toys for the toddlers and you know, elementary also. But yeah, we want to give something special to everybody who's there.
And we want to give you a chance to do this as well if you're listening. And we're going to make it very easy on you. We've got all the information set up on our text line. If you text the word toy, correct? Toy?
Yep.
To 608-321-1063. We'll send all of that over to you. And I want to do something for you as well. I run a small nonprofit, and we don't really, you know, we don't do a whole lot of stuff. But I'm going to get things kicked off here a little bit. And I'm going to donate $100 for my nonprofit to get some things going. And my nonprofit, we also have little Lego Jackson minifigures. I want to get one of those to your son Cormac.
Yes.
Because as a fellow Lego lover, I have several Legos tattooed on me. I have a very large Lego collection. Got to make sure that a Lego lover has as many Legos as possible, and a little Lego Jackson would be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Oh,
that's great.
That's so cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackson, for doing that.
Well, hey, you know, my nonprofit, just like what you guys are doing, is from the community. And I say this all the time, Superman is not going to show up and save us. And if you keep thinking that, nothing is ever going to get done. But if we come together as a community to help each other, then that will save us. We all together can become the Superman that we need. And what you're doing is you're giving people a chance to give back. And if you've ever given back, you know how good that feels inside. So not only are you doing something good, you're giving people a chance to feel good by doing that. So again, text TOY, just not toys, we got one in there plural, just TOY, singular, to 608-321-1063. You got some, Mom, you got something?
Yeah, I just wanted to share just one story. We've had a few presents that have, gifts for the toy box that have come in recently, and one of them that really struck me was there was a note enclosed that was from the grandpa of a boy named Max, and the note said, I'm giving this in honor of my son, or my grandson, Max. He was treated for kidney cancer at the Children's Hospital when he was three. And the one thing he always talks about and remembers is the toy cart coming after his chemo. Wow. And he's 14, I guess, now and doing great.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
So yay, Max, and yay, your grandpa, and everybody else who's really stepped up to help these kids.
And also, yay, you, and yay, your son. And thank you yes. so much. And again, toy, singular, toy, to 608-321-1063.